The time is 5:04 PM. The Warwick Finance Committee is in session, but to begin the meeting, I would like to go to Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make a few announcements to let everybody know what the agenda is this evening and the process that it's going to take place. Right now, we are in the Finance Committee meeting, so there's a finance docket which will be taking up. Committees come first. The public hearing, we have four public hearings this evening, so the public hearings will not be heard until the start of the full City Council meeting, and that is not until 7 p.m. this evening. So we just want to make sure everybody is aware that the four different public hearings will start at 7 p.m. This evening. At this time, we are in committees. This will just be the Finance Committee meeting. None of the public hearings will be heard until at least 7 p.m. this evening. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. And with that said, I wanted to also announce that looking at the amount of the items that are on the Finance Committee bid package, as well as the schedule we have today in moving Warwick forward and the numerous public comments we have, I want to compliment the members of this committee and the department heads for taking the time during the last 10 days, including weekends, to answer any questions that members of this committee had so that we could have a clear understanding concerning the bid package. With that said, may I have a motion for the meeting held on November 2nd?
Motion to accept the minutes.
Yep, that's what I was asking for.
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you.
PCR 137-22, bid number one. Is bid 2023-208, specialist in real estate to prepare and conduct tax sales. This is found on page one. When you come to the microphone, please introduce yourself and your department. Thank you.
My name is Kyla Jones. I'm the tax collector for the City of Warwick.
Thank you, Kyla.
I'm recommending that the specialist in real estate to prepare and conduct tax sale, bid number 2023-208, be awarded to Rhode Island Tax Title. This would be a three-year contract, and it would hit three separate accounts, and that would be for tax, water, and sewer authority, and it's 22-232-84-232-80-232. For $125,000 each year for each account for the course of 3 years. This is actually a revenue neutral line item, so the city wouldn't be accruing any cost with the process of a tax sale. Rhode Island Tax Titles has been a vendor of the City of Warwick in prior years with great success. They've made themselves available for legal questions or issues that the city has in regards to tax sales, both past and present. They provide legal services for more than 15 cities and towns and fire districts. And the attorney and his operations supervisors have been doing real estate closings, titles, specializing in tax sales, underwriting title exams, and other real estate transactions for 20 years apiece. Tax sales are extremely important to keep up with collection activity, not only for the city budget, but also for helping residents from reaching financial hardship. We have abilities to help them in the future. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Phil?
I'm getting a red light. Here. It's so dark. It's just red.
It's red. I apologize. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee on bid 2023-208? Councilman Gebhardt.
Thank you.
Thanks for your introduction there. Just looking at the bids, I see it does look like Glenn Carlson Esquire had bid, looks to be a little bit maybe lower. What was there a reason to exclude that bid?
There actually was. It's the sheer volume of people that enter into tax sale for the city of Warwick. He has done mostly fire districts and small towns where they start at like 200 properties and their tax sale day is actually down to six. Not much of a quantity. We start out with almost 3,000 parcels. And by the time the day of the sale, 90 days later, we're about 100 to 120. The title work itself is overwhelming. I feel like they bid that short with no mailing prices or anything.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I just wanted you to get that part on the record. So thank you very much. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
The second item is bid 2023-264, the purchase of a 2021 Dennis Eagle rear loader. This is found on page 6. Good evening. Please identify yourself and title department into the microphone.
Good evening. Christy Moretti, Business Manager, Public Works.
Thank you.
Public Works is requesting to purchase a 2021 Dennis Eagle rear loader in the amount of $293,756. A portion of this comes from insurance proceeds. One of our rear loaders was involved in a motor vehicle accident and it was totaled. So the insurance proceeds are $142,854.38, and the balance of $150,901.62 will come from the ARPA funds.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
I think it says it in here, but this vehicle is ready for pickup?
It is ready for pickup, yes.
Any outfitting or customization?
No, it's completely ready to be registered and get on the road.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Question, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Christy. The next bid is bid 2023-256, replace or rebuild boilers in three city facilities. This is found on page 9. Hello again, Christy.
Hello. Public Works is requesting to have three city buildings either outfitted with new boilers. One of them will be rebuilt. Excuse me. That would be the Pilgrim Senior Center, the Public Works Department, and Thayer Arena for a total of $214,400. And that will be from the building fund, building bond fund proceeds.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions, comments from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Christy, on your position, well, Eric's position paper, I guess, it says as well, the potential loss of hot water in one of these facilities will be detrimental. Which facility are you speaking to?
That would be Thayer Arena.
Thayer Arena. Okay. Who's been servicing this equipment?
Well, we've had the vendor, D. Larson. We've had a couple of different vendors over the years. We've had CAM HVAC. We've had NextGen. So it's been different vendors that have come in.
Who's been servicing the equipment for the past year?
D. Larson.
D. Larson has been servicing it?
Yes.
Okay, it says here, during recent service, it was found that the heat exchangers in both water heaters at Thayer Arena.
Councilman, you're referencing on page 11 in the packet?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It says, during recent service, it was found that the heat exchanger in both water heaters at Thayer Arena have failed. What is the date of that recent service?
I don't have that date with me. There's two boilers at the ice rink that feed hot water for the buildings. One of them was out of service. They were going to get parts to fix it, and the whole inside is it's not repairable. It's corroded. It's all broken down. There is still one that's running, but they're twins basically. So it's the same. It's going to be the same scenario with the second one. It's just a matter of time as to when it fails.
So was this service a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
No, it was. We've been waiting for a quote. Obviously, supply and demand has been an issue. So, excuse me. It was probably a month and a half ago or so, and then we received the quote and then moved forward with presenting it to the council.
So you say that D. Lawson has been servicing this equipment for the past year. How is it that it was just recently noticed that the piping in the failed heat exchangers, plural, the piping is incorrect? How is that it just happened on this recent service?
So when they came into the building, I requested the service because the boiler was on a lockout code. They came into the building and looked at the unit as a whole along with the piping, and we do have some issues with the water that is being circulated through. Just normal wear and tear, so to speak, but it's breaking down the inside. So the plan is to replace the boilers, to put a strainer on so we don't have particles that are coming in and damaging the boilers. And I'm not an HVAC expert by any means, but the whole structure of the piping system in there needs to be revisited and corrected.
Well, it seems odd to me that this company's been servicing this equipment for the past year, and we've had this piping. It's incorrect. The piping is incorrect. It seems odd to me that in servicing this over the past year, that no one discovered this. And if the piping is incorrect, how did it get to be incorrect in the first place?
I couldn't speak to that.
And has severe corrosion and needs to be replaced. The concern is that we have people servicing these things, and this isn't the first time this type of problem comes up. We have these companies servicing things, and then all of a sudden it's discovered that in this case, the piping is incorrect. That's just bizarre to me that somebody's servicing something for so long and no one's discovered that you have incorrect piping. What's the warranty? Down on the bottom of the sheet, you have warranty. What is the warranty on what they're going to be doing?
The warranty is 1 year for labor. And the parts would be covered under the manufacturer's warranty for the units.
For how long?
A year.
So it's 1 year labor and materials?
Right.
Okay. Did anyone ask D. Lawson how they didn't pick up on this thing where the piping was incorrect? If this is incorrect piping, that says to me that things weren't working the way they should have been working. And my question is, did that contribute to the failure of these heat exchangers? Has anyone asked that question?
Or no.
No one has asked that question?
No.
Oh. What is the schedule that DPW maintains on these units? Are they serviced monthly, quarterly, semi-annually? What's the service schedules?
In the past, there hasn't been a service schedule, which is part of the problem.
So there's been no service done on this in the past?
Only if we've had an issue that needs to be corrected. There hasn't been any preventative maintenance, which is something that we're working on correcting. But that would be something that the department would have to schedule with the vendor. The vendor's not just going to come in and say, oh, I'm here to do your regular maintenance. We would request that service from them.
So this is something that you're going to be doing going forward,
having
a preventive maintenance program put in?
Yes.
And what does that preventive maintenance program look like right now?
Well, right now it's not in my office. That would stem from building maintenance, so I don't have the details, but it would be the general, you know, filter change, cleaning the furnace or boiler or whatever the equipment is, making sure that it's functioning properly. Mm-hmm.
It also says here that in the Pilgrim Center, that the cause of the failure is from debris in the heating system water, causing a blockage in the heat exchanger.
Councilman, you're referencing on page 12 of the packet?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's correct. Again, that building would have a strainer installed, so the debris doesn't pass through. It obviously would have to be cleaned periodically, but yes.
It hasn't been?
No. And okay. And this building actually is priority before the other two.
So essentially, on these units that have failed and have blockages and et cetera, we haven't been doing any maintenance on them?
No.
Okay. That's all.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the council? Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. Hi, Chrissy.
Hello, Councilwoman.
I see, I know that, I see the number $116,450 for their arena, and you were talking about because there's two boilers. But then when I look over to the DPW boilers, that's like only $53,800, and up top it's quoted that installing two replacement boilers. Are they smaller? What's the difference?
They are. The ones at the ice rink are, they're actually not big in size, but they're big in BTUs. The ones at the rink supply the hot water for all the showers, for the Zamboni, you know, cleaning, all that kind of thing. The ones at Public Works are essentially just for heat, so they're much smaller than what we would put in at the rink.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Well, I just want to do another go around. Sure. Any other questions from members of the council? Thank you, Councilman Lattisor.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask Eric Earls a question, if I could, please.
Say again. I'm sorry, I couldn't.
I would like to ask Eric Earls, Director Earls, a question.
Director? Please identify in the microphone your name, title, and department.
Eric Earls, Director of Public Works.
Thank you.
Hi, Eric. Eric, were you aware that these boilers had no maintenance programs, no maintenance service being scheduled or performed on them?
One of the things that we've been struggling with and all municipalities struggle with is preventive maintenance. It's true in our vehicles. It's true in our buildings. You know, what we're running into now is an instance where things were fine last heating season. And then we went to turn them on this year and things weren't so fine. So to answer your question, yeah, I mean, every municipality should have better preventive maintenance. And that's one of the things we're working on right now.
So that's certainly one of the goals that you plan to pursue heavily.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. One last go around the council. Any questions or comments from members of the public? Questions or comments from members of the public? Thank you. Next is bid 2023-257, State of Rhode Island Premium Diesel Exhaust Fluid Lubricants, Oil, and Greases. This is found on page 14. Once again, Christy, please identify yourself.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you.
Public Works is requesting to piggyback the state bid for diesel exhaust fluid lubricants, oils, and greases for the automotive division. We did advertise our own bid twice. Typically, we have our own bid. First time, we got no responses. Second time, we got one response. However, the majority of the items that pertain to Public Works had no bid. So we decided that it would be better for us to piggyback the state bid, particularly with the way things are now with fuel prices, oil prices. So we're asking for a cap of $120,000 with an expiration of November 30th, 2024.
Thank you, Christy. And this is just quickly. So basically, whatever the prices fluctuate and the state gets for their mass and vast purchases, we'll get the exact same rate at the state level, whatever yes. the state receives. And if we did it, if we went out and bid on our own, the chances that of it coming back with the same lower rate would be difficult because we wouldn't be buying in the quantity that the state has.
No. And like I said, I'm not getting any bids. I kind of wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
Just because of the volatility of the market.
Sure.
So that's why this was our best option.
I can understand that. I think, the conversation was had, as it's had every time we meet, where even some home oil companies that lock in rates then say, well, we're not locking that in anymore because of the market being right. so fluctuant. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Any questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Christy, you said that you had to go out twice for this bid. What was the date of the first time you went out for bid?
The first time I believe it opened in September, sometime in September.
They opened in September?
The first one, well, it was scheduled to open in September. There weren't any responses. Okay.
And you're drawing this money out of two codes. One is 65212. The other is 65221. Why are you drawing the $20,000 out of 65221 when it's a diesel fuel item and what you're looking for here is lubricants, oils, and greases?
Because one of the items is diesel exhaust fluid, otherwise known as DEF, and that's what the majority of our diesel vehicles, it's an additive that mixes with the diesel fuel for better emissions. So that's why that is funded out of the diesel fuel.
Because one of the additives
is for fuel.
That's what would that be, the lubricant or the oil?
The DEF fluid, diesel exhaust fluid.
The exhaust fluid. Which one of them is the exhaust fluid? It says lubricants, oils, and greases.
In the title?
Yeah.
It says premium diesel exhaust fluid, lubricants, oils, and greases.
Okay, I'm looking at the MPA 143 state bids for lubricants, oils, and greases.
Councilman, are you referencing page 16 in the packet?
No, I'm still on 15.
Thank you.
I'm running behind.
So for clarification, I understand you're referencing 15 for the budget codes, but you said, I'm sorry, could you repeat? You're saying at the subject, MPA number 143, state bid lubricants, oils, and greases.
So I'm on page 17 of the bid package, and I know it's
okay.
very small, but items 19, 20, and 21 are diesel exhaust fluid.
Okay.
It just depends on how it's delivered, whether it's a barrel, a 55-gallon barrel, 275-gallon tote, or just bulk delivery.
Okay. So we had a contract for this before, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay. This question would probably be for purchasing, and I think there may be a couple other spots in this bid package where we do not have the last contracts. We're supposed to have a copy of, or at least on the bid package, the old previous bid package pertaining to these items. There are some in here. There's some that are missing.
This is completely new. We're piggybacking a state bid. This has nothing to do with a city bid. We're not extending everything. Okay. We're not increasing anything. This is...
Okay. So this is the first time you go after the MTA on this. Okay. That explains that. And in this year's budget, in item 65212, you have in this year's budget, at least according to the most recent copy of the Munis report that I received, which was a week or so ago, your budget was for $50,000. Now you're asking for $100,000. What is the reason for it being doubled?
It's a two-year request.
So the budget that we have for this year, $50,000, was just for this year?
So it starts November. It will start upon approval, and it expires November 30th, 2024. So it covers... three technically fiscal years.
Okay. So technically this is going to start November 23 and go through November 24.
No, it starts November 22.
I'm sorry, 22.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have on this one, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public on bid 2023-257? Questions from members of the public? Thank you so much, Christy. Next is bid 2023-255, ballistic vests. Good evening, Major. Just please identify yourself, title, and department at the introduction.
Good evening. Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department.
Thank you.
The police department is requesting $70,000 in spending authority for ballistic vests. The current bid currently in place is scheduled to expire on January 30th, 2023. We anticipate having to purchase as many as 50 ballistic vests in the next bid year. The department is contractually obligated to purchase a new ballistic vest for each officer every 5 years. A cost analysis of the top three brands of ballistic vests is regularly conducted. Based on the most recent analysis, the average price was $1,016.87 for a level 2A, and the higher level of protection, a level 3A, the cost analysis average was $1,251.15. Any costs over that amount are incurred by the officer if they choose to enhance or upgrade their vest any further. If approved, funding for this purchase would continue to be made from the police operating budget code 330260.
Thank you, Major. And just for the record, so this clarification, please state again the amount of this bid.
$70,000.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Hi, Major.
Good evening.
Major, what is the difference between a level 2A and a level 3A vest?
It's essentially the stopping power of the vest against different ammunition. So 3A is a higher protection for the officer. Sometimes it's a bit bulkier, so they might opt to have the 2A instead. But most people do thankfully get the 3A.
And What was the price on these items the last time they were bid?
So that's the good news. The cost analysis showed that the 2A decreased by $104, the average, and the 3A decreased by $33.73.
This is also one of the bids that we don't have the previous bids for. And I don't know why they're not being included in our packet, because it's supposed to be. Does anybody have an answer?
I can give you the figures for the last bid year. So we originally were approved for $50,000 originally, and then due to we're short on that fund, so we came back for a 612 approximately a month ago, and that was for $45,000.
But I would also like to add my side on that, Councilman. As the chairman of this committee, and one of the determinations I made is that those items are not required to be in the packet anymore. If a member of the committee or council wishes to have something like that answered, they can call the department and get that. It reduces the time and the amount of material that goes into the packet. And it's more of a specific question item instead of a current bid package item. So that was a decision that was made at this body.
So I wasn't aware of that decision. Okay. And my question to you is, was that done through a PCR or was that done through a PCO? Or was that just done through a handshake agreement? Because we were on the finance committee together when we did that. So you made a decision to undo that. Was it a resolution we did, or was it an ordinance?
It was not a resolution, nor an ordinance, nor a handshake. It was a determination that was done from this body, that was done from myself to the members of the committee and the departments in an effort to be mindful and respectful and streamline the process of getting the items to the council and getting the information that is required. So no, it was neither one of those.
No, I'm not talking about the decision you just made. I'm talking about the decision that the previous finance committee made, requesting those documents be included in the bid package in the first place.
No, I understand, and I answered that. No, neither PCR nor PCO was done.
No PCR, no PCO.
But I'll be happy to sponsor that this evening.
So right now, the main focus is expediency through the process here
and courtesy
on the council floor. Courtesy?
Well, talking to the department heads when you have a
discourteous,
excuse me,
to ask for backup.
Excuse me, you said right now the main process is expediency, and I said yes, I agree with that expediency, but also courtesy in the sense of there'll be open communication with the department heads if any member of this committee, which his job is to dig deep into this finance packet, to call them and speak to them and seek the answers. As questions come up, it's understandable. But something such as that, if something came up and we felt the need to include previous bids, we would do it. But in the meantime, it's just not something that we felt was needed at this time.
Okay. So we can choose to disagree on that.
Yes, sir.
As I have said in the past, I will choose to ask my questions on the council floor. Mm-hmm. Because I want the people that I represent to hear the questions I ask. And more importantly, I want my people that I represent to hear the answers that I get from my questions. So feel free to do it however you please, but that's how I choose to do it.
And at the beginning of the conversation, that was my answer to your question, was we as a committee, and if that's something that members of this committee, that's job of this committee, to delve into this finance packet. Mm-hmm. If we make those requests, we would call and they would have the answers for us at the meeting.
That's fine.
Thank you.
You know, I'm here till midnight if need be, so it doesn't matter to me how long we're here. Another question I have, Major, is including new hires will require new vests during the next one-year contract. Are you referring to the one-year contract for this bid, or the one-year contract for the fiscal year?
So it's a bid year, sir. So February 1st 23 to January 30th of 2024.
Okay. The other thing I have here is this money's coming out of police operating budget code 30-260, miscellaneous police gear uniforms. Miscellaneous, I'm sorry, 30-260 in the munis report says clothing. It doesn't say police gear and uniforms. And I'm bringing that up not to be critical of you, Major, but again, this is just things that are not consistent in the munis report. So we're getting different descriptions of different budget codes from time to time, and that just makes no sense to me at all. What 30-260 is in munis is clothing. And I don't see anything in the munis report going to miscellaneous police gear and uniforms. So I don't know where that came from. It might be something that, you know, you want to take a look at on your end. And that's all I have on that, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions, comments from members of the council? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments on bid 2023-255 from members of the public? Thank you. The next item is bid 2023-259, purchase of mobile digital radios and accessories. Major.
Again, Major Sullivan for the police department. The police department is requesting spending authority in the amount of $62,301.56 for the purchase of 12 digital capable dash mount radios at a per unit cost of $3,059.89 and eight APX 4500 digital capable remote mounted units at a per unit cost of $3,197.86. If approved, the radios will be purchased from Motorola Solutions, doing business as CyberCom out of here, out of Warwick. Motorola Solutions and CyberCom are a sole source vendor of Motorola Solutions equipment, which our department uses. Motorola is the industry standard in public safety communications, and this purchase is in keeping with our efforts to maintain our overall communications infrastructure in good shape. If approved, funding would be allocated from police communications parts budget code 30-271.
Thank you, Major. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Major, is this price, is this an installed price for these radios?
That is a good question, sir. I can't answer for you right now. We have another bid that is for we have a radio tech that does a lot of these installs. So he as far to my knowledge, he does most of them, barring any extraordinary circumstances.
But we don't know if this price of $62,301 is installed.
I don't know for certain, but we have a radio tech that generally does all the radio installs, minor repairs that he's capable of.
And what's involved with the installation? Because, I mean, I think it's a fair assumption to say that there's a cost associated to that. And if we don't know if that's an installed price, does that include wire, brackets, antennas, fasteners, et cetera? We definitely don't know if it includes labor. So we don't really know for certain what the price will be installed in the vehicles for these radios.
So this is just, again, this is just a purchase only. Our radio tech, again, does most of the installs, barring any unusual circumstances. Repairs to any mounts and whatnot are a separate bid, which is a police emergency equipment bid. That controls, like, any repairs to the mounting equipment for the radios. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the install, but any repairs to those items.
When this went out to bid for these radios, did the bid stipulate installation, or did it not?
No, so again, it's a 56.6. It's just a straight purchase of the equipment.
So this is strictly for the equipment?
Yes, sir.
No installation was included when you were seeking these radios?
No, again, because okay. We have the in-house capability.
Okay. Thank you, Major. That's all I have, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any other questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Questions for members of the public on bid 2023-259? Thank you, Major. Next is bid 2023-227 Alpha Pipe Fittings and Valves. This is inclusive of this bid and the next bid. Good evening. Name, title, and department, please.
Good evening, Terry DiPetrolo, Water Division Chief. The Water Division is requesting spending authority from Budget Code 84363 and Budget Code 84364 for the amount of $50,000. The Water Division received two submissions for pipe fitting and valves and are recommending the vendors John Holy and Sons and Ferguson Waterworks. In the best interest of the city, we ask that the current contract period be set for 180 days, that is, as a time period of which the prices can be held. The current contract bid expires on January 25th, 2022. Items will be chosen based on the lowest qualified bidder and ordered on an as-needed basis.
Thank you. So as we're looking at this, when it comes time to purchase these items, we discussed before that there are some items that company didn't bid on.
Correct.
So it automatically, those are the ones you'll automatically go to the default company, the secondary company.
That's correct.
And is it your intent as the director, if you have a part that both companies bid on, what is your process for getting that part?
We perform the due diligence and buy those items from the lowest responsible bidder.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
The lowest bidder. That's.
Oh,
that's
I see. Thank you. And as of right now, the only two companies that put the bid in are Hoadley and Ferguson.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Typically, we get, in the past, we put this bid out. Historically, we get about 10 bidders. It's just not happening now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Terry.
Good evening.
I don't have any questions. I just want to point out that, and thank you for coming to us on time, that this bid doesn't expire till January 25th, and appreciate you being here on time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This is my staff.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Is that all, Councilman? Thank you. Thank you. Are there any comments from members of the council? Comments, questions from members of the public? Comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you. Bid 2023-277 Bravo, pipe fittings and valves. So they're together. So there's, well, because it's a separate bid, I think it's just safe. Are there any questions or comments from members of this council and committee? Are there questions and comments from members of the public on bid 2023-227 Bravo? Thank you. Before I get on to the calling out for the individual items for discussion that are below the standard of the $50,000, I would like to take a moment and recognize, Miss Pachka, who has always been, she's always been a strong presence here. She's what I consider a strong presence with a quality silence. She speaks up when the hard questions come up, and she's been our purchasing director for quite some time, and I want to, seeing her here with our new purchasing director, I just wanted to say thank you. In the time that I've been on this committee as a member and as a chairman, you have definitely gave us a lot of good answers. You've educated us, and you've done it with a calmness that, you know, is hard to match. Lord knows we haven't done it, so I just wanted to identify you and thank you. Thank you. It's appropriate it's done in the Finance Committee. It's only appropriate. But I would like, if with the permission from the president, I would like to also, if there's anyone else, Mr. President, I'm just going to pause our bid section here, if there's any, and I'm looking at Councilman Lattiser, especially as a chairman who I worked with when you were chairman of the Finance Committee. I know that we worked quite a bit with Ms. Pechka, and I just wanted to give you an opportunity.
Thank you, Chairman. Appreciate that. I can't see you, Pat. The podium's in the way. It's true. I've been here now on my 10th year now, and we've worked together on a lot of things. We've had lots of questions, and we've had some hard discussions. And you've always been very straight up with that. You've always been honest with it. And even at times when perhaps you didn't have the answers right at hand, you simply stated that. And you always get back to me very quickly with any of those answers. And I think you've done a good job for the city, for your colleagues that you've worked with. And I do appreciate everything that you've done to help us along in the years that I've been here. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, Pat and I go way back. And we have known Pat a long time. We put a lot of years together. But her smile and her attitude was enough to make you feel comfortable. Even if you were dealing with a bad situation, she would make you feel comfortable. By the time we got done talking about it, we felt better. But I know I personally are going to miss you, and I only wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
And I can't say that I will miss this. I will miss you all, but I won't miss this. But thank you. It's been a pleasure working with all you, and I'm honored to have gotten to know all of you. Thank you very much.
Same here. Thank you. I do appreciate that this was done during the Finance Committee. I honestly found it was very appropriate, and I want to thank my colleagues. I know I put you on the spot there, Councilman Lattiser, but thank you, and Councilwoman Travis, thank you. And the Council President, thank you for giving us that time in this committee. Now is the time where we have come to where we will call out if there's any items. I will call on the committee, the council, and members of the public. If there are any items on the bid package that you wish to pull and discuss, this is the time. I will start with the committee, then I will work my way to the council, and then to the public. I would like to start with bid per request of the sponsor, bid 2023-260. That is found on page 40. It is State of Rhode Island Premium Diesel Exhaust Fluid, Lubricants, Oil, and Grease. Is there any item from the committee that members of the committee would like to pull from the docket?
Or the bid package.
Thank you. Is there any items from the bid package that members of the council would like to pull to speak of or speak to? No one on this side. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. I would like to pull 2023-238 found on page 50. That's item number 10. Item number 11, 2022-279, found on page 55. Item 13, 2023-214, found on page 71. 2023-218, item 15, found on page 81. And bear with me. I'll go through the rest of this. Another one will be item number 25, 2023-262, found on page 131.
Found on page 131, Councilman?
Yes. Yes, sir. Sorry.
Thank you. No, that's fine. 2023-262. Got it. Thank you.
And Item number 23, 2023-226A, found on page 121.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other items members of the council would like to pull for discussion from the bid package? At this time, members of the public, are there any items from the bid package that you would like to have put aside for discussion? Are there any items from the bid package that members of the public would like to put aside for discussion? Thank you. We'll go in order. So starting with the first to the last item, we'll start with bid 2023-260, found on page 40, State of Rhode Island Premium Diesel Exhaust Fluid Lubricants, Oil, and Greases. My understanding is you would like to pull this for a PCR?
Yes, sir. We'd like to amend the length of the term.
Thank you. Give us one moment. We'll do the logistics first. 138. PCR 138-22. Major, please.
As written, the contract is to piggyback the State of Rhode Island's MPA with Denison Lubricants for a one-year term. We'd like to extend that through the life of the MPA, which is mirrors the DPW's procedure, which would be 11/30/24. And also increase the spending authority, essentially double it since it's a two-year, from $7,500 to $15,000.
Thank you, Major. So upon your request, nothing changes within the bid itself except extending it to meet the take full advantage of the state MPA to 2 years with an expiration date of November 30th, 2024, and therefore the 2 years takes the amount from $7,500 to $15,000 authorization to spend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Are there any discussion or comments from members of this committee? Discussion or comments from members of the council? Discussion or comments from members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion on the amendment? I'll make the amendment. A motion for favorable action to, or a motion to amend. I'm saying it correctly. All right. bid 2023-260, State of Rhode Island Premium Diesel Exhaust Fluid Lubricants, Oil, and Greases from $7,500 to $15,000 and extend the award contract another year to 2 years total with the expiration date of November 30th, 2024. PCR 138-22. Okay. I have a motion. I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. May I have a motion as amended on PCR 138-22?
I move favorable action.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Give me a moment. I'll just transfer my notes.